Hi, I'm Matt Winkler. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft, working on our big data team to put the power of Hadoop into Azure. Today, we're going to be talking about three things. I'm going to give a brief overview of Azure HD Insight. I'm going to talk about what our customers are doing with it today. And then I'm going to talk about some new tools that we're announcing and showing off for the very first time. So what is HD Insight? HD Insight is Microsoft's managed Hadoop service that brings the best of the open source big data ecosystem and enables you to easily run that as a service inside of Azure. It's built on top of Apache Hadoop, so Pig and Hive and Oozy, as well as HBase and Storm, can all be easily deployed and managed in a cluster that's operated and supported by Microsoft. What can I do with HD Insight? We see our customers have a number of exciting workloads, and in terms of the patterns that we see, there are really three key ones that I'd like to hit on today. The first one is about processing the exhaust of apps and services that are running inside the cloud. Applications that are born in the cloud emit a ton of valuable data. HD Insight is going to help you make sense out of that. And it's going to process data, any data that sits inside of Azure Blob Store. And so anything that can read from or write to Blob Store can consume data from HD Insight. The second key scenario is around the Internet of Things. And this is where we see customers building connected something, whether that something is a car, a windmill, or a thermostat. And what they're trying to do is take all of this big data that's coming from all of these sensors all over the world and get that into something that's manageable. We see customers running analytics ranging from simple basic analysis to figure out how many windmills are running well, what the efficiency rating is, all the way to advanced machine learning algorithms that help them understand the various failure characteristics and enable predictive maintenance. The final scenario is around distributed parsing and data cleansing. And this is where customers just have millions and millions of XML or JSON or other semi-structured documents, and they want to process those and get them into a scheme that's a whole lot easier to write traditional queries over. You can spin up an HD Insight cluster and then go ahead and do those types of queries. So what's new? Well, today we're going to show off for the first time a set of HD Insight tools for Visual Studio. This is a plugin that's installed with the Azure SDK 2.5 that's going to let you author queries and schema for Hadoop inside of Visual Studio. And this means that for the queries you'd write inside of Visual Studio, just like a SQL query, you can author that, edit it, and then submit it and have it be scaled out across hundreds of nodes in an HD Insight cluster to process massive amounts of data in the cloud. So rather than talk a whole lot more, let's go ahead and switch over to the demo. Okay, so we're going to start out today inside the Azure portal. The first thing that I need to do is create an HD Insight cluster, and this is really easy to do. Walk up to New, Data Services, HD Insight, and then we'll pick a Hadoop cluster. Provide four pieces of information here and click Create. This will turn around and start deploying an HD Insight cluster for you. This takes about 10 to 15 minutes. So rather than wait for that, we'll go ahead and look at a cluster that's running right now. Now, normally, an HD Insight cluster, you can go to the Manage Cluster tab down here at the bottom. This will open up the cluster dashboard, which gives you a website where you can write Hive queries. You can also use PowerShell or the cross-platform CLI tool in order to submit Hive queries. But what I'd like to do today is use Visual Studio. And so here's Visual Studio. I have the Azure 2.5 SDK installed. And one of the things that happens when I install the 2.5 SDK is that into the Azure node in Server Explorer, we've added HD Insight clusters. And so what this will do is enumerate all of your HD Insight clusters. It'll let you browse over those for the Hive databases as well as the attached storage account and see all of the tables that are attached to that HD Insight cluster. It'll also allow me to browse the various columns and their types. And then when I found the table that I want, it's very easy for me to author a query. The way to do that is going to be to right-click and say, hey, I'd like to write a Hive query. And what this is going to do is bring up a text editor where you can write a Hive query. And the great thing about Hive is that it's just SQL. So everybody who knows SQL can write this exact same SQL statement, whether they're writing it against SQL Server, or if they want to distribute it over a ton of nodes running up in the cloud in HD Insight. When I want to submit this job, all I need to do is walk up and click submit. This will submit my job to the HD Insight cluster, and then this will get that job running across all of those nodes. So now the other common task is authoring a table. I've got some data inside of Blobstore, and I want to create a table on top of that. In order to do that, you can either write a Hive script for that, or you can use our Create Table Editor. And what this will do is bring up a table editing experience where I can simply put in the columns and their data types. Make this an integer. And if I zoom out here, what you'll see is it also has the Hive script right down here. So I could go ahead and submit this to the cluster, and this would go ahead and create another table. Now let's go back to that job and see how it's doing. In order to do that, we can view all of the Hive jobs. And what this will do is bring up a listing of all the jobs that are executing on the service. And this will allow you to see both the output of the jobs as well as the various log files of the jobs. The logs are super useful if something goes wrong in order to be able to debug that, in order to be able to understand that, what may have happened with that job. And so if I want to see the output of a job, we'll take this fourth job here, go to the Hive job summary, and you'll see a set of statistics about the job. And then I'm going to click job output. This is going to go out to Azure Blob Store, and it'll read the results of the job, and it'll then display them here. And so then I can copy and paste this into another tool. And so what we see here is that Hive query I wrote, which computes the frequencies of the various HTTP codes, it displays that distribution. And so what we've shown is how to get started and create an HD Insight cluster. Once I've done that, how to use Visual Studio to browse all of the tables that are attached, author a query, create a new table, and then actually browse all of the queries that have executed on the service and be able to drill in and get the output of one of those. And so now let's go ahead and wrap up. As you saw in the demo, we're making it easier and easier to use HD Insight, and now you can use it from Visual Studio. So go ahead and grab the latest Azure SDK, get an Azure account, and go ahead and get started. There are three links here that'll help you out with that. I'd like to thank you for your time today, and happy Hadooping.